Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
Welcome to this special podcast. This week, Marto and Marco got on to the parents of... what's her bloody name?
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
Welcome to this special podcast. What does it take to raise a dual Olympic gold medalist? Might get some insight here because this week Ariane Titmus won 2 gold medals. So Marto and Margo spoke to her mother and her father on separate occasions following each win. Also, they spoke to the sister of Kaylee McEwen. If you don't remember or you haven't been watching, Kaylee McEwen is the one who said this when she won the 100-meter backstroke.
Yeah, woo!
What is it like to have these Olympic gold medalists in their family? This is where you will find out all about it. It's a special pod, Parents of Dolphins podcast. Marto and Margo, the Big Breakfast. Enjoy.
We got the Terminator's dad. We've been waiting to speak to Arnie's dad, Steve, all morning. And finally, Margo, here he is, Steve Titmus, father of the champion of the Olympics at 400-meter freestyle. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, you've been busy, hey? I believe you've probably done 50 interviews this morning.
Oh, look, I think it's something like that. I've got 400 text messages. The good thing is that I've been busy, though. So celebrations didn't go on too long last night. So it's batter up, opening the batting this morning.
Who was better, Steve, you or Ariane's mum? Because I watched you and I think I yelled go with you about 50 times in that last 50 metres of that lap. Ariane came on and said that it was her mum that was the most competitive person she knew and you were a big bundles of nerves being so emotional. How did you celebrate and how was it that moment watching your daughter win Olympic gold, beating 5-time gold medalist Katie Ledecky on the pool yesterday?
Yeah, look, and it's all surreal and all trying to sink in. It was very emotional because it's been an extraordinary journey for a number of years, and in particular, it's emotional for Dean and Ariane because they've mapped this process out every single day for the past few years, and for it all to come together where she just swam the absolutely perfect race was extraordinary. I knew that if she was with Ledecky with 50 to go, she would run all over it because Ariane's got such a fast back end. And that's exactly what happened. How do we celebrate? Well, Stewie Giles, a good friend who owns Makepeace Island, he brought the boat over and all of the parents headed over to Makepeace Island for the afternoon and enjoyed some cocktails over there. And Stewie put on an absolutely massive spread for a big Aussie barbecue that we had over there. And then we came back early last night to watch the heats. But it was absolutely a glorious day yesterday, and one that Ariane's granddad said last night, her pa, he said it's the greatest day of his life.
Oh, my God. Incredible. Steve, go back. We were talking earlier in the show about the decision was made 5 or 6 years ago, uproot the family from Launceston, where everyone had a job. You and Robin had a job. But you also brought cousins, you brought aunties, uncles, and you went, righto, if we're going to... You backed her at the age of 14, 15 to come up here to Brisbane. How hard was that day?
Look, it was when she won that first age championship, we knew... We were then in a situation of what were we going to do for her to further her career. Swimming Australia said that we'd probably have to move to southeast Queensland. It wasn't a case of thinking, have we got 6 months, 12 months, 18 months to make a decision on this? We literally had to go, right, let's calculate out how we can make this move happen. Robin, Ariane and Mia, they came up to Brisbane 6 months prior to myself coming up. I got my hands all covered in ink, using the newspapers to pack up the house.
Oh, and, did it all on your own?
Yeah, they left me on my own to clean up the house, but that was okay. It was all worthwhile in the end. So, you know, so we may have to make the decision really quickly, but as parents, I've got a great belief, and so has Robin, that when you sign up as a parent, what you sign up to is to provide your kids with a stable, safe environment for them to chase their dreams. Mm. And Arnie wanted to chase her dreams, so they're the only way to do that was for us to make the move, and we made it, and obviously she's paid us back in spades by what she did yesterday, which was just extraordinary. And we're just in awe of how composed she is and how mature she is as a young girl. Just a glorious moment for us. And look, you know, it looks like, and hopefully we've provided a glorious moment for Australia in what's been just a really, really good year.
Steve, in the commentary at the end of the race, they said to become a legend, you have to beat a legend, and that she did. You talk about the hard work, the compromises and the sacrifices, not only that you make as parents, as a family, but as a young girl, Ariane would have given up so much as a young girl to be able to live out her dreams, which ended up coming true. There's obviously now going to be a swathe of young kids, young swimmers who have great hope of one day going to the Olympics and following in her footsteps. Have you got any advice? What would be the one piece of advice if you could give to those kids battling it out in the pool to keep sticking at it?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, Ariane says this, and this is one thing that we do agree totally with. She says you don't make sacrifices, you make choices.
Mm.
Wow. So she says she hasn't sacrificed anything in her life. Obviously, she hasn't been out of party and all those sort of things because she just can't do that. You can't drink alcohol. So she says she's made a choice in her life that she wanted to be an Olympian. Therefore, every day she's got to make choices that are one step closer towards being an Olympian and being an Olympic champion. Mm. So, yeah, you got to make choices, not sacrifices. And my words for parents out there, you know, if you're out there and your child wants to be a swimmer, they want to be a footballer, or they want to ride a bike. If it's freezing cold or it's stinking hot and you think to yourself, I can't be bothered taking them to training, well, my message to parents is take them. Just absolutely take them.
Be bothered. Yeah.
Dreams can come true.
Yeah. Hey, you! What an outstanding example you are for all parents. And Steve, you've given away so much. But you've given away too much. Do you remember that time I've been told in Launceston you batted with Booney and he made a ton one day while you only made 17 at the other end? Do you remember those days? Talk about you, Steve.
Oh, I do. I was a cricketer down in Tassie and I had a chance to play at the same club with David Boone. He loved to hog the spot, Booney. And one thing I do remember, I played against Ricky Ponting in his very first A-grade game.
Wow.
And he hit a six very first ball. And, mate, I remember that. I remember standing in the slips and we looked at each other in the slips and we said, gee, this kid can bat a bit.
Understatement.
And look where that all went on to. But the great memories back there playing cricket.
So two daughters, you didn't get a cricketer out of either of them. But, mate, what about Dean Boxall, the coach? What an animal he is.
Oh, look, we love Dean Boxall. I don't know of anyone who is so passionate as a coach or as a human being about what they do. And that's what made yesterday so emotional as well. He's given up sacrifices. His wife, Andrew, and their two boys don't see as much of him as any sort of normal family would. So he's a guy who every single day of training in the past 2 years has been mapped out to where he and Arnie got to yesterday.
Well, incredible scenes. I don't think anyone wasn't touched by that moment yesterday watching at 12:20. She's still got the 200-metre freestyle and the 800-metre freestyle.
What time's the 200 on today?
The semi-finals will be starting from 11:30 a.m.
Yeah,
and then obviously the decider in the 4x200-metre freestyle relay later on Thursday. Steve Titmus, thank you so much for joining us this morning and congratulations to you, Robin, Ariane and all of the family. We will be watching.
No, good on you guys. Thanks for your support. Thanks to everyone back in Brisbane. Cheers.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Hey, another golden girl in our midst, Kayleigh McEwen, and quite simply, a Redcliffe golden girl. If you missed it, this is what it sounded like.
The Australian working her way to the lead. Can she do it? Kayleigh McEwen in front. Kayleigh McEwen touches first.
What a moment.
Incredible.
It was.
Just 19 years of age and an Olympian gold medalist already.
Oh, and then after, when you finally get out of the pool and you're huffing and puffing, they're now showing the pods, and we've spoken to the pods
of
each
the
morning this week, the parents of the dolphins, up in Noosa, and they showed the images of her sister and her mum, and it just sent her into a bit of a meltdown.
She was very excited at the end, wasn't she?
Yes, swearing on TV. Yes.
And that's all you got to say about that, okay?
Yes, I'll have a word to her later.
She got a bit excited. She just won Olympic gold. I reckon we can give her a little bit of allowance, yeah?
I reckon this is where she got it from. Taylor McEwen, who's an Olympic silver medalist herself from Rio. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Oh, time to reflect. How was the night, the afternoon, everything else after that lunchtime yesterday?
Yeah, like Mum and I have just been totally on cloud nine for Kaylee. We've been so excited. Yesterday was hard to put into words, but we've had time to kind of wake up this morning and really soak in what's just happened. So we've just been so proud of her and so happy to be a part of her journey.
Taylor, you being a former member of the Australian swimming squad yourself, having also been to the Olympics and competed at Rio, you know the amount of hard work physically that it takes, but also the mental toughness. We saw that Kaylee showed that over this last 12 months. Is that something that you're bred with? Is it something that you learned? What did your mum and dad teach you around mental toughness?
Yeah, really great question. I think it's definitely something that's kind of learnt as you progress through swimming, because every time the sport or life or your coach sets you a challenge, it's up to you to rise to it or to shy away from it. And Kaylee's always been a fighter and she's always risen to the challenges thrown down in front of her. So I definitely think it's a learnt behaviour and something that obviously not everyone can do, because not everyone can be Olympic athletes or Olympic medalists even. So it just goes to show the next level physical and mental strength that she has.
Hey, what was it like when the cameras weren't on you and Mum and you had that first link in with Kaylee yesterday afternoon? Oh, how was that?
It was really good to actually, because we FaceTimed, or she FaceTimed just about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon after she'd had her own media commitments and been, you know, getting drug tested. And it was really lovely just to have, because my family was still up and we were all talking to her. It was just, we were talking about things other than, you know, the obvious. Yeah. But I did say to her, how does it feel to be an Olympic gold medalist? And she goes, it's, you know, no different. So she was pretty chilled about it.
It was nice to see her so calm, I guess, when Mum and I FaceTimed. She just, you know, had the double chin on camera for us and stuff like that. Aww. So she was totally back to normal.
Hey, can I check this out? Because this is something that was in the media. Did we ever sort this out in that chat?
Nah, I think I might be Mum's favourite for a little bit now.
I know Sharon is there with you, Taylor. Sharon, you got some explaining to do. Is there favourites? Because we know as mothers, we're not really allowed to say it out loud.
Allegedly, Taylor's a favourite, but I think I don't have favourites, but apparently in Kaylee's eyes, I do.
Sharon, have you seen the price of silver and gold in the paper this morning? Gold's far more valuable.
No, I haven't.
Sharon and Taylor, obviously our condolences to you with the loss of your husband and father, Sholto, at the end of last year. You must be incredibly proud of Kaylee. I know, Taylor, we just talked about that mental toughness, but not only the postponement of these Olympics and having to go through more rigorous training for another, you know, 8 months, but also factoring in grief, you know, not just the loss of anyone, but your dad, who I would assume would have been a massive part of her swimming career and her motivation and inspiration. What was that like for her, the battles that she would have faced between the sadness and the grit that she would have had to have shown to get her to this point where she won Olympic gold whilst grieving the death of her dad?
She said it perfectly just not long ago in an interview that, you know, her dad would be very disappointed if, you know, she didn't get up and go to training each morning and she just gave up. So, you know, I guess she doesn't take a day for granted at all. You know, she gets up, she trains hard, and she knows that, you know, dad's there watching over her and he would be really proud of her. So she's just been quite resilient. And it has been tough. You have your good and your bad days, but, you know, we're strong and we just get through it.
Now, we've had the dad of Jack McLaughlin, who's a mate of mine, on a couple of days ago. We had Steve.
Oh, no, that's right.
Alan,
he just walked past me.
He's a beautiful man. Now, we had Steve Titmus on yesterday. We're getting all these lessons. Now, there's a lot of kids still in their car waiting to listen to this interview, and they are. Lessons for if you've got a kid with a bit of talent, what's the key? Because Steve said yesterday, if they don't want to go to training, you know, if it's raining, it's wet or cold, still go. Miss the chocolate section. You know, go to the health food, even if it's a little bit more expensive. What's been the key in the McEwen family? What sets you? You've got two daughters, two kids who have won medals. Why?
I think mum, honestly, was a big driving factor for me in my swimming career, especially from a young age. I never used to particularly like going to squad training from the age of like 9 to 12.
Did she hit you?
Yeah. She would push me to go to training, yeah. And from there, that's when my talent really developed, and that's where my love for swimming started. And then, of course, that's had a ripple-on effect to Kaylee as well, and she's been really inspired by being able to watch me swim, and that's made her want to do it, but not only do it, but outdo me and do one better. So,
yeah. What a story.
Well, there's moments, you know, as any parent would know, where your kid says, oh, I don't want to go to training today. And a lot of that onus and responsibility comes back to the parent saying, no, definitely. You've committed to something. You will turn up. And fortunately for you guys, not just yourself, Taylor, and your beautiful sister, Kaylee, congratulations, Sharon.
Thank you so much.
Well done. What an amazing achievement.
And... You know what all the kids in classrooms and schoolyards are going to be yelling out today?
What would you like to say to your mum and your sister for now?
Potty mouth, McEwans.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
The flecks of gold have turned into rivers over there in Tokyo. Again yesterday, Ariane, the great Arnie.
She gets into the lead. Ariane Titmus, the lead.
After she won the 400 metres, we spoke to Steve Titmus, her dad, and we thought that was a treasure of an experience. Well, now we've got the real deal. We've got where Ariane gets it from, Robin Titmus, Ariane's mum. How are you going?
I just love that intro. Thank you.
Oh, no, we've been watching you. When you grabbed the microphone the other day off Ben Davis on 7 and you said, God, she loves to race. And then your husband said he gets it from you. I realise you are the driving force here. What's the secret?
Oh, look, I don't know. You just produce these kids and, you know, they've got qualities that, and if they have a love for a sport, and she obviously did with swimming and realised it when she was probably around about 6 or 7 because we always had swimming pools at home and we'd said, that we were going to, you know, make sure that our girls would know how to swim at a very, very young age. And she was just natural in the water. And, you know, her breaststroke was beautiful. She was self-taught and she loved it. And her dad used to jump in the water with her and they would race and our other daughter, Mia, as well. So we joined them up to the local swimming
club. But it was at Launceston. What, 3 months of the year you could swim, surely?
Freezing.
It was tough, and I'm not going to take any credit for getting up early in the morning and taking Ariane to swimming training when she, you know, couldn't drive and she was going to school and she'd have the puffer jacket on waiting out the front of the Launceston Aquatic Centre when it was -2. It was, and the dedication, maybe that's contributed to it now, you know, it was hard work back then.
Yeah, definitely, Robin. We have been speaking to some of the parents of our athletes, and the one thing that they say is it's about commitment and dedication and making choices to achieve the goals that you want. You say you can't take any of the, credit for it. It's got to come from the drive of the athlete, but without you getting her there, she doesn't get there. So there's still a huge level of commitment from you as a parent.
Yes, look, you're right. And as a parent, you know, when you decide you're going to have children, you want to create an environment for them so you can help them live their dreams, be happy, you know, set goals. And that's what you want. And if you know, you're faced with a decision that you need to look at where you'd need to move to make it, easier for her. But more to the point, you know, the sign was she was 13, I think, and she was making an Australian junior team. And we just knew she didn't have the training squad down in Tassie. She needed swimmers around her at training to help her because it's the training sessions that are huge. That's where all the good work's done. So knowing that the climate down there certainly wasn't conducive to, you know, swimming training every day, being able to get out in the sunshine, you're being indoors, you know, naturally you move to where the capital of swimming is, and it's southeast Queensland. So it was a big commitment. We had to make the decision fairly quickly, And thank goodness we did.
Steve told us you all buggered off and left him to pack up the whole house.
We did.
Yes.
I think I had the best job, actually. Luckily, I had sat nav on my car, and that got me around. And the girls and I, you know, we settled into Queensland on our own. And we're on an adventure, to be honest.
Oh,
that's how we approached it.
Hey, there's an article in the paper today. Could you point out whether this is true or not? That you guys sat there when Stephanie Rice won the gold medal and Ariane watched that and said, that's what I want to do. Is that true?
Yep, that is true. Absolutely. And she met Steph Rice when she was 12.
Yeah.
And there's a photo of the two of them. And she met up with Steph again recently at an awards night for the swimming club. And Steph came as a guest speaker and swimmer from St. Peter's Western, and they had another photo taken, you know, 8 years later.
And Robin and Margo, that's why you tell these athletes who make it, never underestimate the impact you're having on these young kids.
Because she now, Ariane, is going to make that impact and make an impression on some young kid's life that aspires to be like her. She said she was exhausted yesterday after her race. The heavy weight has been lifted. The 200 and the 400 were the big ones that we were anticipating for her are out of the way now. She's still got the relay and the 800 to go. It's obviously not over for her. What does the rest of her campaign look like at the Olympics, Robin?
Well, she's got the relay today and they rested her for the heat. In fact, they rested the four girls, I think, that are going to swim the final. And she needed that. Body was needed some recovery and some sleep. So I really hope that she can enjoy this next one. You know, the pressure's been taken off a little bit.
She'll enjoy the team event, won't she?
She'll enjoy the team event and she'll share that stress, but she'll share the enjoyment and that feeling of being in a team and doing it for one another and doing it for your country. And I think it'll be a different experience. And once that's over, then she's really got to knuckle down and prepare to swim a heat of the 800 and a final then if she gets through to the 800. You know, I think she's just got to take it one step at a time. It's a bit like eating that elephant. You can't think of it as a whole. You've just got to break it up.
Hey, Robert, I know you're la-di-da. You're up at Noosa in the pods, you know, with the parents of dolphins, and you've been over to Makepeace Island again last night, and you've spoke to the Prime Minister yesterday, and it's all la-di-da. What would you give to move for it to be a normal Olympics so you could give her a hug?
Oh, do you know what? I wouldn't be able to give her a hug at a normal Olympics. That's the thing.
What? Couldn't access?
You're not with the team. You've got to stay separately. You've got all the logistical problems. You've got to get to the pool and, you know, and pods. We try and coordinate it so that we stay together, organise some events and things. But this is probably the if there's a positive that has come out of it, is that we've been able to bring family, a close-knit group of parents together to enjoy it because we get as excited about other kids swimming as our own. And, you know, you share that emotional roller coaster with them and you're there to support and you're there to celebrate.
What about some of the athletes like Elijah Winnington, who's in the same team as you guys at St. Peter's, hasn't gone well? How's his family going?
His family chose to stay back in Brisbane. They've got a very large, you know, network down there.
Okay.
And look, you know, we've reached out to them, and you don't have to say much. You're just there. You just show that you're there, and you're thinking of them.
Nice.
And you know, Elijah, this is a big experience for him. He's not raced overseas regularly, so this is new. Whereas Arnie's had 5 years of it, world champs and Com Games and what have you, and although it's only her first Olympics, that's the way that it's been timed out. But that experience has really contributed to her being in a good mindset, and that relationship with her coach, Dean, well, we're just so proud of that. We're just so delighted.
The ultimate warrior.
Robin, you just mentioned mindset. They rested her for the heat. Mental health obviously has come up this Olympics, seeing Simone Biles bow out of her team event, saying that she just mentally wasn't in the right place. How much of the preparation and the process of being an Olympic athlete at such an elite level is all around mental health and that mindset?
Do you know what? I think if you're gifted naturally, if you've got the ability to cope with all that. I mean, it's nice to have people around you that can support you and look, and you need to take that up when you need to. get, you know, a different perspective on things. But I think it's been COVID that's contributed to a lot of this around the world. Athletes have had their preparations. It's been very challenging for them, you know, to have the Olympics called off for 12 months. I was there when Arnie broke down in tears when the news came through that, you know, they weren't happening, and then having to regroup and putting everything on hold again. You know, that was huge for anyone that's involved in sport at this level. And then to get there and sometimes, hey, we're only human.
And they're young girls too, you know.
Well, young girls, young guys, older girls, older guys. It doesn't matter what age you are. It's been a very unusual lead up to this Olympics in more ways than one. Oh. So no doubt that's contributed. And then, of course, our guys have got to go into 2 weeks quarantine at Howard Springs on the way back, which, you know, they've got to do, and they get that, but that's going to be tough too.
God, Robin Titmus, you're amazing.
Incredible.
Your daughter's amazing, and thank you on behalf of Australia. Thanks for lending her to Australia, to us all for a little while, because you make us feel better.
Oh, that's our absolute pleasure.
That was Triple M's Big Breakfast.
God, you do so much for this town. Triple M.